Hi, is that Joel around?
This is him.
Hey, Joel, this is Gabe, Bank of Cardiff here. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Just want to get in touch. Saw you had made a web registration here. Do you have a few minutes to go over that, or you tied up at the moment?
No, go ahead.
Okay. So it looks like you're looking for a little bit of working capital there for the business. Is that right?
That's all right.
Alrighty. So working capital. How much were you considering bringing on there for the business?
Somewhere probably 50, maybe 75. I just kind of wanted to see how it worked and, you know, tell me a little about it.
Yeah, of course. Give me just one second here. My computer is a little... So maybe 50 to 55,000. And what would the use of the funds be there?
Just some little additional inventory, but basically to put some money back in the bank. Just some operating money. We had kind of upped our inventory and parts and, you know, like accessories, like helmets and gloves and all that. And I'm a motorcycle shop.
Yeah, so do you guys sell, I'm assuming, a bunch of motorcycle equipment and then actual bikes as well?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we work. We do service, sales, repairs. We got parts, accessories. Yeah.
Very nice. As far as the business classification goes there, are you guys a corporation, LLC?
LLC.
LLC, okay. And what, so any current loans with the business right now, Joel?
So, yeah, when I started the business, I've been open for a little over a year and a half, and, I initially took out $200,000 for, you know, to buy equipment and kind of get everything going. And I swear I still owe about $150 on it.
So you owe about $150 on that. What kind of loan is that?
That's a small business loan, 5-year term.
Okay, so just a... 5-year SBA, current balance $150,000?
Right.
Okay, I don't think that's going to affect us here. Let me ask you, last year, what did the business do in gross sales there?
1.6. We actually officially started doing business in April. We were here in February, but we didn't actually start doing business till April.
And is that
1.598 something.
Okay, and that's
1.6 million.
That's April of last year, correct?
Since April of last year. Right.
Okay, what are you kind of projecting this year in sales, or what are you guys on track for at this point?
Let me walk back in the door, and I can tell you, it was about 2.4, but I'll just get back to the bank and walk in here like. Put you on hold for just a second, brother.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Crank out my QuickBooks. Reports. School year 8. Okay, so right now we're at, not counting today's business, we're 1,111,724.
Okay. Yeah, so you guys are probably a little over 2 million this year, it sounds like. Some nice growth from last year. Cool. 100% ownership there? Do you have any partners there, Joel?
Nah, it's just me.
All right, cool. Very nice. And forgive me if I already asked you, what's the time frame like on how soon are you guys looking to bring on this capital there for some for the business?
Go ahead pretty soon.
Pretty soon, okay. No problem. All right. Yeah, so just to tell you a little bit about the application process there, we look at a 6 month business bank statements, one-page application, and then we'll look at one page from your tax return from last year, the page with the gross sales. And, we usually get you an answer 1 to 2 business days as far as, you know, what we're able to do for the business. How was the personal credit there? Good, bad, average?
7, right at 7.
Okay, so a little above average. Very nice. Average. All right. Yeah, so actually, you know what? It looks like I have an email here, joel@twincitycycleworld.com.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Yeah, what I'd like to do, Joel, is just shoot you off that one-page application, kind of just bullet point the other two items we discussed that we'll need to get you an approval, and then, you know, you'll also have my contact information on there as well. If you have any questions in the meantime, you know, feel free to call me. All right.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about how does the program work?
Yeah, so typically how it works is usually free up about 10% of your gross sales there. We're looking at 6 months business bank statements. As far as term goes, you know, we have unsecured programs up to 3 years. With that being said, not everyone gets approved for a 3-year term the first time working with us. But that's the fluctuation anywhere from 6 months to 3 years. I don't see the $50,000 being an issue for you with your gross sales where they are. It is an unsecured program. You know, I did ask about your personal credit, but this is strictly a business loan, so it's not going to show up on your personal credit. As far as payback goes, you can expect, you know, it is as cheap as 10 cents on the dollar. It's a fixed cost. On the very high end, you know, up to 30 cents on the dollar. So that's kind of like the ballpark, pricing and term length. But basically what we do is we present you with, you know, I anticipate this guy, you know, I've been doing this for a little while, I would anticipate this file to get approved, you know, based on the fact that we don't see like an SBA loan as a competing balance, so we could still get you a first position there. And you guys have solid cash flow, you know.
What does that mean, first position?
So the first position just means, like a first position loan. Like, you don't have any other working capital loans, so that'll allow you that will allow us to get you a longer term and better pricing than if it, let's say you had that balance with a working capital loan. The SBA loans typically don't affect our program, so that's kind of what I mean. The first page of our loan documents will say, look, Joel, you're borrowing $50,000, your payback is, you know, $57,000, so it's very straightforward. It's a fixed cost of funds, so it's not your, like, traditional, APR compounding interest. And, yeah, so, you know, of course, any kind of proposal we work up for you, there's no strings attached or anything like that. So, I'd like to shoot you off that application there, and then, you know, in the meantime, if you have any questions, you'll have my phone number there to contact me. All right?
Okay. Sounds good.
Cool. Yeah, nice speaking with you, Joel, and learning about the business, and I'll get that out to you here in the next few minutes. All right?
All right, Ken. Sounds good.
You got it, Joel. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Take care.